Hello and welcome to the Fourth Stories Mania podcast. This podcast was recorded on February 3rd, 2006. Our piece today comes from JerQuest. This piece is entitled Legs. He stared at the electric fan, examining the blades. Everything appeared fine. Grayish and translucent blades, it seemed contented to be caged in, yet he knew something was not right. He could feel it. He could sense that malevolent influence coming from the electric fan, from the blades, the very source that caused his Auntie Chong to lose her fingers, and now it stood serenely about 5 meters away from him, a harmless object that cooled people if the heat got unbearable. He gazed at the structure of the fan. A long, narrow body held the buttons with a broad base. A meter in height, it was like every other normal electric fan. He did not know the exact details of the incident, but when he visited his aunt in the hospital, she mentioned something about the fan being hypnotizing. It had called for her to reach out and touch its blades. He wanted to reprimand her for conjuring such a ludicrous excuse, but she had gasped his arm tightly, her eyes all teary and bulging in enormous fear. He had to believe her then. However, his skeptical nature forced him to do a little investigation on the previous owners. What he discovered convinced him that his aunt was not hallucinating. The first owner, Mr. Kang, lost his fingers one night after coming home from work. He had rested on his couch, deadbeat from carrying large boxes of computer hardware all day, and was about to go into a deep slumber when he heard a voice. It was feminine, very sweet and alluring. It was calling for him, asking him to open his eyes and switch on the fan. He did. And as he reached forward, he felt a push from behind, and his fingers went straight into the tiny slots and got mangled. The second owner suffered the same fate, except that both his hands were affected. Martin sighed. He turned to the table beside him and retrieved the notes. He looked over it again, trying to find out what were the common characteristics of the victims. Nothing visible to his eyes. He closed it and pinched the bridge of his nose. Something was wrong with the fan, yet there was nothing he could do about it. His auntie had lost her fingers for no reason, and the only thing he could do for her was to gather a useless stack of history notes. Then he had thought he heard something. It came soft at first, nothing more than a whisper, and it became clearer by the second. Someone was calling his name, repeating it in a musical tone. Touch me. Come forward and touch me. Feel me. Feel my smoothness. Hurry up, Martin. I want you to feel me. Suddenly, the drowsy eyelids became heavy and his mind swirled. No, he could no longer think straight. He needed a nap to sleep away the giddy sensation. He felt himself getting on his feet, swaying back and forth, unstably as he edged forward, shuffling. He heard a click sound and the wind blasted his hair as he continued moving towards it. Around him, everything turned back and a spot of light appeared, a light that transpired across a tranquil and full of warmth. He felt the longing to touch it, to raise up his hand, press the light, and he did. Martin howled in pain. That was Blades by JerQuest. For more stories by this author and more, visit storiesmania.net. Thank you for listening. You'll have another podcast on the 5th. Thank you, and good night.